Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Hands up, eyes open, the fist clear. Face and leave some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us, close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level, hoe. Or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I'll never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will cast a cover to my last drop, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch, for we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gon' turn cold, my nigga, I can never trade. I never cross my homies out, that ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto, where I slung and rapped it every day. Never do no other way, this ain't gon' never change. Never gon' bite my tongue, fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself, I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down, do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying, that's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money, that's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young, feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never.
Rage.
I bust on. Others leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like moony. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teethin', believe this shit, butt head just get played out like beavers. It's yours, lyrical murderer, still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make you readjust the focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Rose, one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking out. Vision to me, if you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn, hit this shit,
I take a puff and I blow up like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it, slamming through the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller, motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that, yo hop back, I rock at the dawn, yes I'm still rock on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born.
Now when it comes to the hippest and hip-hop, I make the lips drop, knees not buckle.
Back when I was young, I knew this shit would come. Black dreams, a blank canvas, paint the picture with some mud. Trees wash up the system, sanitize our brother. Black cars, black clothes, black make everything glow. Black homes, black stove, we need all this black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie Dan, better take them back home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the half the house. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, let's be in handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of all and fuck the law, they labeled all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speaking to power. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead the stone, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the book, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed casting because I'm black. And we got in the glow from the seas to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third I move away, then I'm woke. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can't let them devils outdo me. Ever since school, man, them teachers try to screw me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the stool, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Target on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it, known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And watch me get it. I'ma hop up on the track and fuck the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Then that nigga hitting every note, let it go. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because for different reasons that I'm too young and that I want to live a little bit longer. What you did, you did already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Wish I can open up them gates up to my dogs. Yeah, I'm still yelling to no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' come.
Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all.
Free them all they wanna do is be a foe. All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of war. Money, baby, you my Mia Mo. Free my niggas and free some more. Fuck the judge with a sick dick, but a nigga hate kills even more. Evil souls, nowadays gotta keep it close. That's all my life, we're full of wrong, just hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember the nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling and starving, trapped by the apartment, pumping that pack, I was starving.
Open up them gates and see my dog. Yeah, I'm still yelling to no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Free my dogs,
free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all. Hey, I'm yelling, free my dogs, it's forever, fuck the law. Middle fingers till they call my niggas ready for war, cause we'll come through like some soldiers, we'll come through like we own it, yeah nigga, we own it, what's that,
what's that?
You don't want smoke, bitch, free my niggas too, it's totin', free my niggas who lost focus, real niggas won't focus, real niggas, they know this. With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack, yeah niggas know that. Once you cross that line, he'll nod.
Wish I could open up some gates and free my dogs.
Free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all.
I wish I could open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the jakes, but they got caught. Place that we involved, we was raised to be some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang, and you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up some gates and free my dogs.
Yeah,
my dogs. I'm still here to free them all.
My dogs.
I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Yeah, they
are. You know one day we gon' find.
Free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free them all, free them all.
Live and direct, Brother Jimmy.
Live and direct, heads up, eyes open, the fist clench. Y'all know this is how we do this here. Welcome to another episode of Free Them All Radio here at Intellectual Radio. Let's get locked and loaded in the spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. Y'all know they call in number 929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in with us. 929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in with us. February 1st, 2023, with this commonly referenced, known as Black History Month. This is the kickoff. Our position is that black people are on the verge of becoming history. You dig? Again, so we want to struggle to up the ante, you know, that we internalize this on a daily basis, you know what I'm saying, recognize who we are. In some senses, it may appear to be a bit idealistic. In other words, you know, people say, man, just I've seen something, a commercial or something, putting in contrast, like, you know, it was Morgan Freeman, and he was saying, like, you know, he really, like, offended with Black History Month, you say, and he was asking, I forgot the 60 Minutes host. He said, well, you know, your nationality, and he said Jewish, and he said, well, do you know that history month, for just 1 month for that? And I think the deal is similar to, like, some struggle when people talk about, like, even whether we talk about the field of entertainment, comedy in particular. People say, well, white comedians can do this, well, you know, and people come in, you know, say, white actors, you know, or white men or white women can engage, you know, and say, you know, what's the issue? As we, relate to a realist as opposed to a racist, but the race contradiction can never be negated, particularly in this country. And to attempt to just come in and talk about any dynamic, any contradiction, whether it be comedy, whether it be, again, drug uses, you know, how you have crime is viewed, or even in the case at hand, we're talking about that of Black History Month, reference acknowledging a particular people, it can't be put on the same platform, same tables. You know, some people, like, so everyone has the issues, everything from even how the transportation here, you know, I'm using that word lightly, even at the, people say, well, you know, even talking about, you know, America, the immigrants, so on and so forth, even the discussion in regards to African people's presence here. So that's, and that's not some sort of bragging rights that I wish to, I mean, that we brag, we talk, that we like to have, you know what I'm saying? But just the fact that, you know what I'm saying, so we have, in other words, cut to the chase, we have to seize the time that people can even acknowledge, you know, black people, you know, that's and point out why is that, why should there be acknowledged? You've heard us assess on many occasions, it's embarrassing being oppressed, and many people have to, you know, evade it, and but the deal is, I think Comrade Daphne had said one time before, she said, no, Chairman Fred Jr., he don't run from trouble, he runs to it. We have to run, so the deal is to hide these contradictions, say, no, we acknowledge that. One sister of mine, she may be tuning in, she said, Chairman, I have an issue with you keep referencing yourself and your organization, with you in particular, as the last call for alcohol. And, you know, she said, your leadership, we respect you, we appreciate you, you shouldn't be, equating yourself to that. And the struggle, it's not looking at myself as subjectively, as an individual, it's putting in context about the reality of how do our people relate to struggle. How the last call for alcohol, for those who are not familiar, it's a term when people say, like, in the lounge about to close, your mindset kind of kicks in a certain way. Like, oh, who is that right there? Who is that young man? Who is that young lady? Who's been here all the time, but they have the light shine, it seems a little more appealing because you're in the clincher. It's intense. Most people relate to us. And that's reality. We have to sum it up, because if it weren't for the politics, if we took this personally, you know, you would beat yourself up, like, well, are we getting our flyers out, or this and that, but you, historically, you know, like even members of the Panther Party, you know, so those who, in some cases, relate to revolution, some people talk about even the exhaustion of the different periods, so they talk about Dr. King, how Dr. King's assassination impacted them, and so a lot of these processes, many people, have to go through, and it could be more than one occasion. Like I tell you, like a certain, your health has to be to a certain degree. You have to feel to a certain level. Say, wait a minute, I'm open for this. I'm open for this type of discussion, so on and so forth. Live in Miracle Free MR Radio, February 1st, 2022. Black Panther Party Club, and community condolences. The continuous hits and losses that we as a people are impacted by on a day-to-day basis. One form or another, one way or another, covertly or unoverly, you know what I'm saying, or overtly. And we say that, you know, this is a system that needs and breeds the hard souls and minds of the people. We don't talk about any dynamic, you know, healthcare, we're talking about the straight out case of police terrorism, chemical biological warfare. It must be put in the correct political context. I want to extend our club, Black Panther Party Club, and community condolences. Comrade Craig, Free them all, right back at you. His father, who just made physical transition recently, and Craig Alexander on Facebook. So, we keep you on the breast. How you gonna, you know, we gonna roll with it? Services more, whatever. So, I met his father at an occasion one time. We had the Triple C, for those of you, the Triple C Children, Community, and Cubs program that Black Panther Party Cubs implemented in the spirit of the Black Panther Party free breakfast program. And you know, we had some dialogue, so on and so forth, and that call, his father passed. Every day we reminded that there are no guaranteed tomorrows, even he talks, crazy. We dialogue. It's important that in these moments of mourning, that we able to touch down each other, because again, we can, the toll of life and death, the impact on all of us, if we look like what we've been through, we'd be some ugly people, But just if nothing else, to reach out for others, what we do, what have you, And not just in regards to the monetary sense, again, that, in particular, well, death in general, anyone, you know, not even human beings, you know, there's a piece of, watch it with the elephants, you know, how they come back and mourn those spots. But, our people in particular, and, you know, you gotta always keep in contact, you're colonized. And let me touch on that word before I move forward, colonized. I was having a discussion with this the other day, and we was talking about something. We were talking about different entertainers and different how, you know, one entertainer she said, Chairman, they grew up around so many black, grew up around all black people. I said, you think so? And a particular artist she was talking about, I was saying, Lil Wayne, I say. A lot of times we look at so many situations, whether it be death, life, race, in a reactionary sort of way. You know, so in other words, just simply because they don't say black skin, you know, they're black, or even gender. You know, say this is a man, this is a woman. It's have a reactionary assessment. And colonize is, I mean, you literally, you know, say you. I mean, you. You know, who has the mind, and the inner workings? Who's asking their definitions, their aspirations? You know, you hear different terms like, you know, the French initially, you know, colonized Louisiana. You know, so you can still see remnants of it. You know, say in Louisiana, you still, when we're talking the food, we're talking about the jargon, the lingo, the religious. You know, the English, the Portuguese, in Brazil. Portuguese and the Dutch, you know what I'm saying? The different dynamics, you know what I'm saying? You still, how, you know, like, you look at the different food channels, you say, wow, where does this recipe come from? You can, like, literally time different periods that time to who, what respective entity was colonized the respective country. And you look at the continent of Africa, you can look at the different dynamics, like the Gold Coast, Ivory Coast, and Cameroon. Cameroon is a Portuguese term for shrimp, you know what I'm saying? The abundance amount of shrimp, and, you know what I'm saying, you start, the different things just don't pop up. And I was talking about Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying? They carry a line of politics, you know what I'm saying? Majority of entertainers and politicians that we provided, it's like a sleeper cell. It carries, you know what I'm saying? This is a beauty, like I said. You look at the picture when he was talking about the young white lady he was going to marry. You can see the respect that he had, you know what I'm saying, how he viewed her. And, you know what I'm saying, look at the terms that they say in their song, and they'll be communicating their respective lives to, you know, generations to come. And it can be like a conversation that's happening right in your face. It can be correlated to, like, the show Sex Crimes, SVU, and they caught one of the pedophiles, and the pedophile made a deal to communicate, to capture other, like a group of pedophiles, and he was showing them how he can talk to children right in the face, you know what I'm saying, of their parents, and a child can pick up what he's seeing. To the parents, it seems so benign. It's like it's just something simple, just as simple as, do you want to call an ice cream cone? And but however, this tone, by the, you know, what was related, there's a tone, you know, what you can pick up, like, you know, even when you train animals, you know what I'm saying, your body language, sometimes you can intentionally relay it, you know what I'm saying, you don't intentionally relay it. There's it can be the same geographical location, but it can impact the Dominican Republic as opposed to Haiti, different ways, you know what I'm saying, who colonized them. So the deal is to recognize that, and this kind of goes to the subject case at hand. We're going to be talking about the case of Tyree Nichols and so many other cases, you know. You know what I'm saying? The upper ante. You know what I'm saying? We had to see the time where people, and some will still struggle to, you know, relate to that. You've heard us, you know, be critical and, you know, talk about the shortcomings of simple race nationalism. In other words, just being black. You know what I'm saying? It's like a certain period of school, grammar school, elementary school, it may suffice. But then at certain periods, you know what I'm saying, when Annie is being up, you know what I'm saying, where it holds no weight. You know, you say, okay, now how do you address this? You can see people literally being dumbfounded. You know what I'm saying, like literally, you know, can black police involved in this? The public, how the media covers it, so on and so forth. We're going to talk about that. We're going to call in 479-477-3785. You press 1 to get in. Getting a lot of calls from an interview did with the brother Snap G and Beats, Hood Hierarchy. Shout him out. Matter of fact, pretty soon y'all can put that link on all our different social media and we repost it. We get it out. Why was such a good interview? Is he a journalist? It's political. You know, he has some frame of reference of what a revolutionary was, what a revolutionary is. You know, who Chairman Franklin Jr. is. A lot of people come in, have their own assessment, and we don't see a product come out. But if you can, let's put that leak up. Damn, I didn't bring no coffee with me. Y'all forgive me. I suppose been today in Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, I get more canceled flights and more, I mean, they were staying back-to-back, you know. And we supposed to be down there. But I definitely go with our sandwich anyway. Condolences to the community, to the Nichols family, but also to the community, to the people. As we said, the people's pain reflects. You know, we said, well, I don't know why, you know, this is impacting me. I didn't know one person, so on and so forth. It should impact you. It should impact you. And we have to the science, the dynamic, you know what I'm saying? I mentioned earlier about even death, how elephants deal with death, you know, so you see them walk around certain spots, and even if the elephant, the corpse of the elephant is gone, elephants still go back to the certain same spots. You know, the science of oppression, you know, like we said, dismiss it, you know, let's struggle to be analytical about what, you know, what makes, you know, what's the commonality of two men who, to my knowledge, did not know each other, you know, so I'm talking about George Floyd and Tyree Nichols. What's the odds of those words of, you know, the call for mama? You know, the last words. There's a science if you say, like, with certain functions that happen. You know, say your last move. What kicks in? What dopamine? What, you know, the trigger that call for mama? You know, say what, you know what. You know, you hear different stories. People say, well, they've seen their life flashing before them. See in the eyes of Tyree Nichols, and you know, like there's certain things you can even in what they call fight or flight. You know, you pick up on certain feelings. You can just, like, aside from all the context clues, you know, and I say context clues, you know, say the police are asking for your license. You know, saying and well, first of all, the fact of being black, period, through the door. People say, so why would you run? If you have done nothing, you know, and I know that sounds crazy to some of us, you know, it should, but these are some of the sentiments that people, you know, previously, you know what I'm saying, but not the scientifically, like other communities, they lay out, you know, they correlate to certain things in their community or certain situations that happen to them scientifically. Well, this is why our community relates to this. This is why we have an issue with this term. This is why we don't allow this. Us, you know, like Nazi Germany. That's a term. On the mattress, never again. And you know, saying they point out the different details, the notches that led up. You know, saying prior, Dachau and Auschwitz in Nazi Germany. In fact, I spoke about before how Jerry Springer, comedian slash politician, Jerry Springer was doing an interview with William Shatner, and Jerry Springer was talking about how his grandmother was a victim in Nazi Germany in the gas chambers, and she said something to the effect that she recalled the movies, the comedies, the jokes, the propaganda machine and Minister of Propaganda Grove and others had put out how softened the blow was the price of the gas chambers. And she had said to Jerry Springer, be careful how anyone makes jokes about your people. Be real cautious and watch that. You know what I'm saying? In other words, comedy is political. Comedy is political. And so when you hear different, you know what I'm saying, you know, you look at stuff that people take lightly. It's only just a joke. You know, you know, the terms we use, you become immune to certain dynamics. You know, set the stage or the precursor for the straight out blatant attack. Y'all feel free to call in 929-477-3785. Your thoughts on Tyree Nichols. Your thoughts on Lazarus McClain. Go for Mississippi. your thoughts. So it's a brother Raheem, make sure you get the right name. We're talking about also Mississippi. There's a mobilization this Saturday on a flyer. So make sure that's this Saturday, Mississippi. This is, I mean, I wish I didn't have to run these cases up like this, but it's happening. I think I harken back to one of the speeches that Chairman Fred said, we got such and such locked up. You say, man, y'all come on down to support the campaigns, drop whatever some resources, support you can to 2350 West Madison. That was Black Panther Party headquarters, the Illinois chapter. It was basically assessing, acknowledging that they vamping on us. These are not just picking names. The commonality. This is, in fact, you would be better off saying who didn't, who has not been attacked by the police. And go back to what I was talking earlier. The science. They talk about like certain dynamics that happen. That's in fear. It's a science to even attraction. A lot of times we get this simplistic assessment. Like, oh, I get nervous around her. You like him. You like the lady, like the guy. You got butterflies in your stomach. You say like that. But there's a science. There's actually a scientific analysis to that. A certain excitement. That triggers certain dynamics. Dopamine in your brains and certain things impacts your ability to speak and move. It's just crazy stuff. And see, I can engage in discussions like that. And in fact, I remember. I was on the West Coast, and his brother was kind of real, like, hesitancy about, like, even astrology. And, it was brought to me, like, in a real abstract sort of way. But one brother was bringing, they said, they're talking about, the water in your body, the sign. I said, I can relate to that. Now you got my ear. Physical makeup of individuals. So, like, even our noses, this is how black folks is. No, you put in context the geography, the sun, and so the nostrils, what it's able to do. You look at dogs, certain breeds of dogs, the coat, what climate do they historically come from? So what that, so like even the oppression and hunger, when police stations on 40 hours, how you starve you out, the police comes with a can of pop. What triggers what in the brain? On music, what dynamics, what beats, what makes you turn the club up, I can't say what generation, it used to be a time where you hear certain songs, you hear certain songs. Let me take another chord too, because they're trying to cut me out. You hear certain songs, and you turn on the music or the candle, certain mood. You know what I'm saying? And what dynamics? What science? What's the analysis with this? You know what I'm saying? The dynamic of the odds. You know what I'm saying? And these are just two brothers that we are fortunate and unfortunate to hear. Okay, fortunate and unfortunate to hear those words, those brothers saying, "Mama," which is the dynamics. We have debates in the different respective communities. Who they say first, "Mama," "Dad"? What's the first words? And what's significant about that? What is triggered? What dynamics? With life, with triggers, what I tell people, I'll tell you this situation, a war story, something that happened today. I'm going to talk about that. But first of all, we got the callers accused of the comrade.
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Free them all. 929-477-3785. Press 1, please get in with us, y'all. Check this out.
We have callers 504-617 on the line. Free them all.
Welcome to Free them all Radio.
How you doing, Chairman?
It's political. I do no commercials, so I cut this out. Free them all. Welcome to Free them all Radio.
Hello. Yeah, how you doing, Chairman?
Yes. Welcome to Free them all Radio.
It's Byron Cole. How you doing?
I'm well. Let's see how you feeling, bro. How you feel? Welcome to Freedom Radio.
I'm feeling good. It's good to see you and support you. I jumped on and invited a lot of people from New Orleans to make sure they tuning in.
Right on. So y'all close? Y'all down? How far y'all from you? Present? You down New Orleans?
Yeah, look, we got a few on I see now, watching from the city. I done invited a few. I see Queen Dealer from Oakland on here too. I invited her. It's a few people on here. But look, I wanted to address something. You're talking about the situation with the young brother in Memphis, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
also that case, we also Elijah McClain and Goldport, and help me out. What's the other? Help me out, the other brother in Mississippi. That it's a mobilization for Saturday. But that in general, police terrorism.
Yeah.
But your thoughts? Okay, your thoughts. Tyree Nichols. Let's go with that.
Well, before we go with that, let me say this. Let me say that. You know, there were some killings in America that we didn't understand the full impact of, and a lot of them needed to be addressed singularly, right? But Jordan Davis was one. That was a kid just gunned down, a suburban black kid, parents with great jobs, right? So we knew it wasn't about being a thug after Jordan. And Freddie Gray, we actually had the district attorney from Baltimore admit nationally that when Freddie Gray was being accosted and while he was being murdered, that he, in fact, was guilty of no crime. And so I want to ask you, Chairman, because you know what Bible that we subscribe to, right? And I want to take a chapter straight out of the text from your father, right? I hear you reiterate all the time that your father, and we know he said he was big on structure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that structure separated people from the bullshit, right? And so I want to ask you, with all of these videos that we've seen repeatedly, all these national crime scenes that I've been on with you, myself, and, you know, our parents have, you know, they started this way before us. How much of the stifling that we are experiencing now do you think comes from a lack of structure based on true merit, people's actual track record of service? Because I ain't seen the video.
And the question is, how much do I credit? One more time, please.
I'm asking you because I haven't seen the Tyreek video. I refuse to watch any of that anymore. So my question is, you know, how much of what's happening to us now is a product, a manifestation of us not having a structure within our community based on true merit from, you know, a person's true track record of being a true people's servant? You think there's a correlation there?
That's a major aspect of, I mean, that's one of America's policies. Is to create chaos and then restore order. That's a major aspect. I mentioned earlier, I don't know if you was on earlier for like the introduction. I was talking about last time we have a reactionary assessment of things. You know, saying, you know, a lot of locations in particular. A race. You know, people like even what is defined as they're black people, and there are certain periods of time. And certain walks of life that can suffice just saying, okay, they're black. It's similar to like let's go with the like certain places. You say, okay, that's cattle. Then at certain periods, you say, wait a minute, that there's all the time the slaughterhouse can must and is able to distinguish the steers from the bull. And in fact, even the different dynamics of a bull, or the Cadillac, or the different breeds of bull. We are told this whole thing about we're not a monolithic people. There's no definition for being black. On a whole, for all practical purposes, what happened to black people and how black people are viewed? There's a certain experience that even I tell you, that even people so who are so detached and have such a disdain for the black community, such as Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, he even talks about his experiences. With their black skin. Now, and how people assess it is different with their assessment, but that's a major aspect of it. I want to proceed cautiously with there was some other dynamics I want to talk about too. And so I'm going to tell you subjectively, but even the dynamics, like people say, okay, well, you know, like some people, what's the big issue? What's the big concern about? They're talking about the fraternities they're a part of, so on and so forth. The deal is, well, black people, what are we talking about? You know, like, it's a saying that the Japanese say about karate. They say karate is really actually an African art form that the Japanese have just preserved it. People who are under attack, who are talking about being colonized, speaking, you know, saying you may look like you may is a person being like in Vietnam. There were cases, in fact, New Orleans. Matter of fact, I remember this. In New Orleans, even in fact, your mother and I was talking about the dynamics, the particular Vietnamese merchants that were placed, you know, in the store,
yeah.
The ones who can be correlated with the drug dynamic that was being filtered in the black community. It's not a blanket assessment on the Vietnamese community. However, it can be tied back, as you see with people like Giap and Ho Chi Minh, and say, wait, this is the particular people who childhood, who were detached and no connection to an identity. Flip Wilson, comedian, who Richard Pryor, that's how Richard Pryor got on the mainstream TV show, you know what I'm saying, through Flip Wilson, and Richard Pryor even had one in on him. But Flip Wilson had said something to the effect one time that after he made his first $1 million, he had knew he was not a nigga no more, but he did not know what he was. And in so many cases, I had a horse. Bear me on this. This kind of coincides with discussion at hand. I stopped in the store earlier today. In the store, it's one of those little hood corner stores, left, you know. And got a stocking cap, and I see this young lady, young guy. They come in, and the lady, I couldn't figure her facial features, you know what I'm saying, but you can see who reminded me of. But she was talking, and she was talking to this young man, you know what I'm saying. She was on the phone, and she was loud. I'm the last one to crack on, because I know I'll be loud on the phone too. But it was she was telling him to grab certain stuff, items out the store for him, and there was no eye contact or nothing.
And his whole, it was
broken. It's one thing to see, like, you know, what struck me about him being like broken, how young he was, how young he appeared, how young they both appeared, and it was so cutting. And she was still talking. She said, and she was going off, and said, get this, get that, and then even to something to the effect that he's like, you want all that for your hair? And she said, you get this or you pay my bills. Which one do you want to do? And this was loud, you know. And I stepped back. And, let me set the whole setting. The music, I'm using that term loosely. I don't want to say what artist I think it was. I voiced something, but they were talking about it was like playing in the store. and say if you on your you said you're on your period to get the child. I mean, it was also a private discussion. I mean, we would think it'd be private.
Oh, Lord.
And I noticed the young lady who worked behind the counter, she was young. You know what I'm saying? When I say young, 17, 18. And it was like a horror movie. I'm watching all these different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? And then I come out, and I'm seeing, I said, I'm curious on this. So I said, like, I watched when they came out. And I seen, they got in the vehicle. And I watched her getting everything got the driver's seat. And it was ironic about this old movie, Bronx Tale. And the guy make a joke. He said, you take the lady, how you know she the one? You see, and she reach over, open your door for you, whatever, you know. And I seen just how not, I mean, this is like in the hood, too. You know, you ain't got to be on the swivel when you get in the car. She on her phone, she wasn't looking at me, she got in the car. I'm watching the whole thing. And also his physical features, I'm seeing that, like, you think it's what the young cats call like a hitter. And I know all this toxicity is going to be released off, you know what I'm saying, it's one way or another, you know what I'm saying? And to come in a relationship, to come in, to deal with any, to come out and deal in any situation, to be any dynamic, you know what I'm saying, about an identity, not knowing who you are, especially coming up on that front line. I said that front line. At some point, we have to deal with the most aggressive, the most that really makes bring people the grips. They have to address certain issues. That is the question of the police. In fact, Pat Party would say, talking about the democracy.
What it really makes bring the grips. They have to address certain issues. That is the question of the police. In fact, Pat Party would say,
I got feedback coming in. Is that me? What was those in your face? And in so many cases, we see at the end where people have no identity. You know what I'm saying? But that is not to be the long-winded. But to go to the start of the question, that's a major, of course, but that is a major ingredient. That, you know what I'm saying, of people with no structure, no identity. And that's a necessary aspect of being colonized to come in. And we understand that when people say, not a disdain, also to frustration, also to be infused with the arrogance to say, well, I can be whoever I want to be. Like, you see the jokes now on the social media that so I had a joke that the police pulled him over, so I identified being white then, you know. And the colonized community in particular, a lot of times their distinguishment is not laid out. They can relate. That's what we see in many cases. Attempt to relate to do the same thing, and then a reality check happens. You know, there's a young child who is saying, even like I listen to this subject too, you know, with the sex change, and however the jail is placing this child in a men's prison, in a men's jail, and you see. It's something like, you know, where other communities, kind of like I talk about the correlation with, you know, Kim Kardashian, all the activities that she engaged in. And we've seen that, you know, Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, with the film, the different treatment, you know what I'm saying, or the lack of attention that went down with it. And this is something that, you know, we cry the blues, we can do the same thing. We have, it's embarrassing being oppressed. We have to acknowledge that. That, you know what I'm saying? Some places have the fortune, and I'm going to say unfortunate, to be unfortunate also, to at least acknowledge that this is who you are. And so, like you can see that some people get like a shock. I was joking with somewhere else, and I had that we can imagine those police. Even how the media covered it. We can imagine those five police literally stepping around the camera. They're going to take my little picture. And I can imagine them telling them, no, you're behind the camera. No, you're being locked up. And even the politics of the photo. Look at how it's cropped. You don't see the hands and all that. This, as opposed to the white police that came out of, you know what I'm saying, even with the word in his hand. You see the hands, the human thing is of it. And this is blue, so I'm kind of you know, straight with the point, but go on your question. That plays a major role. We still on? Grandma, the call still in?
Grandma, but Chairman, this call dropped off. I'll bring back.
Oh, okay. Okay, Grandma, we gonna keep right on. Good question. Yeah. So keep it. Oh man, let me get a charger for this Instagram. If Instagram follows up, y'all bear with me. Say cut with us. Y'all make sure y'all see we live on Facebook and we live on StreamYard. I got to this event on that. What was that? Restream something we did. I did an interview yesterday. Hood Hierarchy. I like the way it's set up. Anybody do? 9277785 Press 1. I don't know. I might be getting south soon, but I posted down there today, y'all. But your thoughts on even the summations. That, I don't know. Carla, we talking about the whole dynamic about what impact of that destabilizing structure. How does it impact us? If I wasn't clear on that, y'all feel free to tap in with us. We'll follow up. Free them all, everyone. Yes, indeed.
Free them all, Chairman.
Elijah McClain. Free them all, Comrade.
I'm sorry, we have a caller in queue. Caller 612-451. Free them all.
Free them all. Welcome to Free them all Radio.
Hey, Chairman.
This
is Jeremy. Jeremy. I'm the baby cousin of Elvin. He friends with Deputy Field Marshal Giovanni Dawson. So I'm the bike dude. You came down to Minneapolis one time with my homegirl. She threw a event together just so we can highlight Malcolm X and all the Black Power that we've been having since pretty much the beginning of time. But you met me then. I'm the dude who be riding on the bike in Minneapolis with the big old bag that say Black Lives Matter on the back. I'm that guy. But
okay,
I wanted to say
welcome to my radio. Get my memory, my memory lapse. The kid came with me. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Elder. This is like this.
You had a George Floyd land. If you talk to us,
Well, I'm a Chicagoan, like birth certificate and everything. So right now, I go to Kennedy King College. I went back there, and it's blackety black. Oh. Like I was so happy that when I went back to Chicago to go to college and everything, it was like I already got done protesting. There's one college inside of Minnesota, right, like Minneapolis, right outside of Minneapolis in a suburb. And I took the emergency medical response class because you know how the movement is sometimes. Like there's always, something, but I was like, I want to intentionally equip myself with certain things to have, like, I was going to equip myself with credibility. You figured it? So when I went to Kennedy King, I was like, this is a black college. I was like, it's blackety black up in here. I didn't have to deal with none of the lacks of organization that was at this one college I went to and everything like that. But I'm back home. But I wanted to mention something far as what I was speaking about with one of the elders down in Minneapolis. He married to Nakima Levy Armstrong, the civil rights attorney, and she the former president of Minneapolis NAACP. And it relates to folding. You know, when somebody, you give them enough, they'll fold. You give them enough things that, they'll turn their back on what really is essential. We was talking about what's going on inside of Memphis with Tyree Nichols. And I was like, yo, we both know that, if you black within an organization that is predominantly ran by these crackers, you have to, being the difference is not enough. You know what I'm saying? Like you literally have to make a difference. And I think that goes back to what you were saying earlier about like we have to provide a structure. And but I wanted to ask you, is it good to like, am I doing my duty when I, because I be running into a lot of these cops, and back in the day, since I'm a cyclist, I run into a lot of stuff. Like I'm like I have access publicly that a lot of people don't be like they're not there to speak up because they might be occupied or they might not be like you know in open air like I am. But is it good to suggest to these cops, the black cops? I ain't talking about these crackers. I'm talking about specifically black cops. Is it? Am I doing my duty to suggest to them? Because I don't. Because I be like y'all. I be like these things that. Y'all should be creating is a no-brainer. Y'all should have already thought about it. You shouldn't have this nigga that – you shouldn't have me come up to you and suggest it to you. But is it good when I suggest to them to create a black police union? Or should they already have done it themselves and I'm just wasting my breath?
Chairman? Come on, yes, a black – I'm with you. Say the term again that you said. Create a black what again?
A black police union. Union with nothing. Like totally black within the terroristic, occupation, which the terroristic organization, which is the police, you know, pretty much the hand of the oppressor. Pretty much the weapon of the police. But if we could take that over.
You use words like union, you think like, you know, workers' right, you know what I'm saying? Like, you seen the documentary, The Assassination of Chairman Fred, you ever saw that?
No, can you say it one time, because I want to write it down before I leave.
Somebody incorrectly called it the murder of Fred Hampton, but it's the assassination of Chairman Fred.
Okay, the murder of
and it's one of my, it's the piece which Chairman Fred is doing, talking about the political education of Black Panther Party.
Right.
And he's having dialogue with another organization, and they're talking about a credit union. And they're talking about, you know,
yeah.
getting the credit union, you know, this and that, you know, and they run down this and that, and Chairman Fred was saying, I need to see something about your political education. And they're like, what do you know the credit union was? You know, he ran down this and the chairman said,
everybody puts money in, but everybody gets money on the back end type of thing.
Yes.
Like,
Chairman Fred,
all the people who have
chairman Fred,
money from.
Now, from face value, that sounds like a good, right on thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, people just get money. So, and something a lot of you know what I'm saying? Like, we talk about our communities getting debt of the counterinsurgency. You know what I'm saying? There's a war being waged on us. You know what I'm saying? I think it's important. We think it's important that you look at you talk to people, talk to countries, the premise, the birth, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the exception of certain things, you know, like, you know, I'm going to talk about that, you know, guys, with the police, with the exception of the police, the purpose of the police. But back to this credit union part, which Kevin Fred said,
what's your political background?
You know what I'm saying? Part of that.
Right.
You know, they were saying, well, you know, people do this and that. It sounded real good. Kevin Fred said, it's such an important part of our work. A cat got to go through 6 weeks of political education before they even can consider themselves a member of the Black Panther Party. And you know, it's back and forth, and it's, you know, they said, well, we don't do a lot of talking to that. They'll say, well, what you said, we're going to conclusion. And Chairman Fred said, well, the reason I do a lot of talking to that, I don't form conclusions. Out of curiosity, what would it entail, you said, about this credit union that the police would have? And you said it would just be for black
people. Yeah, really, I was just telling them, I was telling the police to gang up and be black within there, like, create, like, literally, I wanted them to intimidate by having unity within the actual organization that terrorizes, because most of the time, it's not actually about having a black police or black anything. Like me, I'm in the cycling industry. Is people have said, and actually in Minneapolis, I helped start like the first black-owned bike repair service. So people was like, I met this one dude. This was over in North Minneapolis. That's like the densest part of Minneapolis and everything with the black population. And really what I did was I literally just stopped fucking with the crackers. My bad for cursing, Chairman. And I just stopped messing with the crackers and everything.
No, no
I was
problem.
Like, you know what?
No problem. No problem. It's no problem. It's no problem for you about radio. No problem.
Yeah, well, I was like, fuck them. So I left, and then what I ended up doing was I started handing out flyers. I was like, look, I know everything as far as the bikes industry go. And then plus, the thing is that they want to make you look as if you're making a difference. I mean, want to make you look as if like they're inducing diversity, like they want to use you as a place sitter. But in all actuality, I was whooping their ass on my dead grandfather's grave. I was up in there. I'm talking about all the white boys was getting like flooded by me in Minneapolis. I'm talking about Lake Street. I'm running up on them with my bike shoes, like in the middle of the window, like everything. But what I did was is that I kept the connection with the white bike community. But I kept the connection just to flood them, just to put blackness on display. And then following that, I was like, I need to start doing what I seen in Humble Park, because I did everything following me leaving Humble Park when I went back home to Chicago. And I worked at the Cyclo Urbano off of Division of California. And it was between the flags. So when I left back, when I seen the flags, and I was working with the Puerto Ricans, I was like, the Boricuas, they was running in. Talking about this how Boricua mechanic does it. So I'm like, oh, word. So what I ended up doing, I was like, yo, we have to create an area in a space that's literally, yeah, white people, these crackers can come up and try to walk around, but they cannot, they have to stay guests. They cannot do anything outside, like outside of, they cannot be in a position of management, because then too many people have seen these crackers be the progenitors of helpful organizations. See, a lot of people, they're not from Chicago like I am. So they don't have a direct connection to the Rainbow Coalition, to black leaders building food programs, to black leaders having community gardens, to black and black everything. So when it came down to it, I started organizing. I started approaching the police after Jamar Clark died in 2015. I started getting more into like, yo, I cannot get all my brothers like in tuned if they always looking over their shoulder for one of these cracker police. So what ended up going down was I was like, you know, throughout the camp,
interrupt you, question, like, especially at the time where it wasn't all Negro pigs, you know what I'm saying? But we see,
like all cops are bad.
I'm saying the case right at the time right now was the case of Tyree Nichols in particular.
Yeah.
How would that be? I mean, how would you grapple with that?
I think I think it came from the fact that these niggas was feeling tough, and because they were feeling tough.
I'm trying to figure out why helping them arm so them getting organized with a union inside, you know what. I'm trying to get a little more insight with that.
They can't. Oh yeah. The reason why I said the union was free dental care.
They get lawyers and they beat people.
I used the established term, but really I was never looking at it far as, yeah, exactly what you're saying, Chairman. I was never looking at it as far as an establishment for worker rights. I didn't want the police to have worker rights. I was looking out for the black police. I was looking out for black interests as a whole when I was telling them that. The reason why I said I was asking for your advice, is it good for me to approach these niggas, approach these brothers and these sisters because in a way I feel like I don't want my energy to be wasted, because I'm like, do y'all not know the power of black structure, like you were saying? And I think a lot of times they end there as a black entity, but they're not exercising their power. They're not exercising their black power to the point where we have the DNA, the first human being inside of our blood, so we are powerful regardless. But
even the tell the police, I mean, like, you know, you like, I mean, this kind of, I mean,
I've been telling them, like, won't y'all gang up?
Gang, with who? I mean, whose interest? I mean, it's actual fraternal, you know,
yeah,
it's actual FOP, a fraternal order.
I'm saying some people look for they need communal bonding with other people. That they are equipped with a gang, for lack of better terms.
I remember when I was,
under normal circumstances, they are allowed and encouraged to move as they will. You know what I'm saying? And there are certain dynamics in place now where you see, you know, saying, this is like an aberration for how they had normal work. How it works is, and we still haven't been to court none of this yet though. But they are equipped with a gang of men that uses devices to clothes, the uniform, the clothes, the food, relationships and parties together.
They are buddies and homies. It's the same way when I had, they go to each other's kids, they be going to each other's weddings, everything. They create because they
are. Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so this is many of them have this attachment. So I'm trying to figure out what are you saying?
What is my vision? What is my vision with a black police union? My vision with a black police union, or more so, my vision with black unity within like a uniform, is to use that as a way to be intentional, because it won't work unless they're intentional, by the way. These niggas, it's the same way with cycling. When I first started, I had a black man at that nonprofit bike shop in North Minneapolis. As soon as I started telling him, I was like, yo, I want to create the Minnesota Black Riders Association. That nigga told me, I ain't going to stunt. The nigga was fat, nerdy, and lame, and we thought he was gay. I ain't going to hold you. So the thing was, but he was bullied when he was probably younger, and he probably, you know how it is, like the niggas and the nerds complex. But he was probably like ostracized and like bullied, being told that he sound white when he talked. So really, you know, inside of him, he probably had that little grudge against his own people, because he felt trauma. You know what I mean? He felt bitter because he felt pushed away. But what he told me was, as soon as I started telling him, and it worked in the end, by the way, what I did worked. No matter what the detractors, still, my legacy is still inside of Minneapolis. I don't give a damn what these people do. Without me, y'all would not have known how to be intentionally black and still love that part, in conjunction with, like, you know, some that these crackers always try to, like, colonize culture.
You were still being black under contested conditions?
So, you said what?
Let me about idiot. I want them to be black
underneath all conditions. I want them to be black underneath all conditions.
Okay.
Underneath any scenario.
Now, okay.
A lot of people can take their skin off, believe me.
It's black on the outside,
but don't be too like. I ain't gonna hold you. They
can take it off, but you agree? A lot of people would do that. Do you agree?
Man, I think a lot of people they allow it to become a habit, and when that habit gets established,
we can see are fighting not to identify with being black. Let me just, I'm going to look at this other course, this class. Thanks is so happy. The deal is, I think
right.
The chairman
really yeah, I think people, and people are not willing to sacrifice. And that was one of the things. Now, people are not willing to sacrifice, but these crackers,
some people will tell you that. Once you acknowledge that, you say you still want to try to talk to them to become a, like a black union, right? That's what you're saying?
Yes, a black conglomerate. Really, I just want them to do what the elders and the ancestors have been doing for thousands of years.
Who did?
It's to literally create, it's to literally, not just create, but retain black power, you know?
Okay.
But the nigga called me a militant. Back in 2015, whatever, he called me a militant. It was funny.
Some places, it's the revolutionary elite, like just black faces, right? Some places, there's some places where you have no, you know what I'm saying, you can see black faces. It's not no big thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it does not mean, they align with black people. And
like when I'm home, my grandmama's on 67th and Morgan. When I'm home in Chicago, my grandmama's on 67th. I said, when I'm home in Chicago, my grandmama's on 67th and Morgan. And so, college is right down the street. And then there's John's Hardware Store. The first black-owned bike shop I ever seen in my life is when I went back home. I left Minneapolis. I went back home, and it was John's Hardware Store and bike shop. You know, John, he be letting me harass him. But you know how happy I was when I was like, I went on my phone. I popped my phone up, and I was like, I was talking to my homeboy. He Ojibwe. His daddy from Chicago and his mother from Minnesota, and she Ojibwe indigenous. And I was like, bro, this is the first black on bike shop I've seen. Boy, we in here now. We about to flex. And then so, but.
My brother, all due respect. All due respect. It's Cole Williams, right? Beautiful. We can see some images of some black and so on and so forth. Reach the lines of demarcation are being drawn. It's a war. It's a war on our people, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the call, man. Stay in contact with us, man. Free them all.
I will be
I'm good to take you to the guitar. Whenever you get more calls in queue.
Free them all, callers. Please press 1 to come into queue. Free them all.
I'll be right back to give an iPhone charge real quick. Give me one second, real quick. Give me my charge. I might lose this charge. Any more questions? Tap in with me. We one, two, two, then please. Like, okay, right on. Make sure you're there. Yeah, we don't surpass certain discussions. We know, yeah, stakes too high. Trying to tune in. I need a charge. I want a charge. I can't believe this here. Might lose y'all on Instagram, but if not, tune in on YouTube Live. No callers in queue. I forget where I was going. I had this. I ain't bring that charge. Huh?
We have Sister Enesh in queue.
Okay, welcome to my radio.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
How you doing?
My
radio.
How you doing?
Hello.
My name is Erin, I'm doing good. I'm calling from New Orleans, and I was listening in, and you brought up something, and it was very quickly, but I wanted to kind of expound on it. You can hear me, right?
Yes, we can.
Okay. You said something about the fraternities. And for me, as it dealt with the murder of Tyree Nichols and finding out that not only the officers who did this, the police who did this was black, they were in those fraternities. And we know within that particular structure, the psychology and the science, like you was bringing up earlier, you know, what is all of that about as far as all those dynamics. When we look at fraternities, and again, I know some of the history and everything, but when we look at that as an identity structure where people join it, and I'm not sure because I'm not familiar too much with all of that, because that never was my thing when I was in college, because I was the type of person, I didn't feel like I had to necessarily join anything to formulate my identity. I always had a deep sense within me that I needed to do that on my own, and if that included me being a part of several different things and organizations and movements, I always felt internally that that was okay to make up who it is that I am today, right? So I never ascribed to any type of absolutism as it relates to any type of organization. But nevertheless, within that particular structure, when we're talking about fraternities, there's a violent piece, a violent element as it relates to hating of one another. So, you know, the people who are coming in the hazing and the beatings and the stuff that goes along with that. So in discussion about the science of what it is that's being reinforced during those particular activities and how it's kind of becomes embedded in, like, your DNA, your genes, and it's, you know, it's oppressive and...
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know, and also my thoughts I just wanted to bring up as well, when you were talking about the whole mama thing, he yelled out for his mama, and, you know, just even with the officers, with the self-hate that we know that is there and them working for a capitalistic oppressive, all of those different things, it made me think about the book by Amos Wilson, The Developmental Psychology of the Black Child. I might be a little off with the title. It made me think about Jawanza Kanjuku and the conspiracy to destroy. It made me think about the conspiracy to destroy black boys. And now we need to talk about girls, because the girls is the new men. Oh, my God, I'm living in New Orleans right now. These women, and they're raising the children.
Yeah.
And see, that's one of the things that I'm saying about, you know, in New Orleans as it relates to the structure that Brother Byron Cole was talking about. You know, it's one of the things that I discussed down here when they're talking about the crime rate and they're talking about the children. I said, but think about it. Right here in New Orleans, we're talking about people who have gone through Katrina. We've gone through the pandemic. And our criminal element here in New Orleans is so generational. They still have people that's killing people because their daddies killed each other. You get it? It's deeper than the streets. It's deeper than the neighborhoods and all the cliques or whatever. It's deep. So at the end of the day, you know, they're the Katrina babies and stuff like that. Their parents, they're, you know, and they're raising the children. And if we have a culture within the audience where every single day of the week, you got going out, you have everything, there's no structure. Every single day of the week, there's something to do as it relates to partying. There's never a break. You could drink alcohol. It's no break. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, everybody wants to talk about the children. Everybody wants to talk about the children and stuff like that. At the end of the day, who at home raising the children? No structure. So it just made me think about all of those things as it relates to, like, Amos Wilson and, you know, the fraternities, that whole violence element. Who taught us, and why is that necessary? Why is it necessary to have hazing in a form of beating? Why are we still doing that? Why are we doing that? So, you know, all of those different things, I like that you brought up the science, because, you know, all of the tools and all of the answers, we already have that. But like you said, political education and us fixing us and really truly healing and dealing with our trauma and all of that and putting our egos to the side, I don't know. I just don't even know what the answers are anymore. I just wanted to say that. I can't really see the show while me being on the phone, but I hope I said enough for you to expound on that, and I'm going to go ahead on and drop.
Right, so you're right on to the 504, you know. Matter of fact, we're going to get down that way early March, back down that way. Comrade Courtney, 2 o'clock, I just talked to him earlier today. We're going to get back down there, right on for the call. Let me see if I can.
Please expound on some of the things that I did say as it relates to the fraternities, because I want to hear people's thoughts on that,
yeah,
for real, because I want to know, why is we doing it? What is the purpose of that?
Yes, indeed.
Because all
indeed
of that stuff is contributing.
Right on. Make sure you stay tuned in with us, right on. Right on.
Okay, then. Talk to y'all later.
For sure. Right on. Show you right. Free them all. Thank you for the call. Just reiterate what the sister just called in. I mentioned earlier briefly about, you know, saying some of the points about some of the fraternities. And I mentioned earlier in the second call about even the terms. I thought we missed certain terms, like the police itself. There's a fraternity order of police. And certain communities can afford the luxury to engage in different entities or groups or whatever. We coming through the door in the deficit, through the door. I'm talking about, well, and I'll be talking about what your thoughts on religion, so on and so forth. Black people coming through the door. I told his brother, I was in the prison one time. He just was brought in, and I would see him moving around. And I pulled him to the side and said, listen, young man. I see you running around different places. I say, this is the wrong place to be searching for an identity. Because there someone will give it to you. And the deal is, again, without an identity, and everything about black people, what they've done to us, what they do to us, and they can see it when the gutting, you know what I'm saying? Like you heard the term, a shell of a man, a shell of a woman, and you're physically to be there. But open, look in the eyes, like the walk, you know what I'm saying? And they grab certain forces. You know what I'm saying? You can't afford that, to eat that, you can't do this. You talk about different, okay, even we're talking about when the colonizers, when they came in contact with the indigenous, the native people, there was, aside from the intentional diseases that they put on the native people, you know what I'm talking about? The intentional, I'm talking about just alone coming in contact. Some of the smallpox, everything, that clash, there were countless of natives that died or better yet, murdered just for coming in contact with this foreign dynamic. When you talk about different, you know, the sisters that just mentioned earlier about hazing, these are different states, these are different, you know, taxes, they're backed with a state sanction. You know what I'm saying? Like I was reading something about Hugh Hefner, the Playboy Club, and you know what I'm saying? And it was some of y'all is writing a book now, but the backing of it was official. Now, not, I'm not just talking about the legal, I'm talking about the politics of it, how we view it. Like, oh, that's cool. You know, you had cats, you know, naming rappers, naming themselves Hugh Hefner, the mafioso. It was cool. And so you talking about the different, you hear terms like hazing. You hear different dynamics. If it was applied to another community, it would be called like gang recruitment, so on and so forth. So they come in, and a lot of our people, they come in, they think they can engage in certain, like even certain religious institutions, religious walks of life. There's certain ways that people say, okay, this is how we define our relationships, so on and so forth. But again, with black people, we're deprived of any dynamic, you know what I'm saying? Any, two people have a conversation. People say, oh man, there's a gang, so on and so forth. So you get people who come from a generational, you know what I'm saying, have no, please don't doubt me, y'all. Okay, we're working on it. I'm trying to stick with us. Oh, the Box Dell family in the building, right on. I see you, my brother, power people. Yolanda Veer, I see you, my sister, power to the people, free them all, right on. You coming through the door, and that, they grab individuals who are like open, like, vessels, you know what I'm saying? Who not only just open vessels that they can pour to them, that's the term colonized. When the Vietnam, you can look at different periods of time. You say, why did a generation like this to sort of fool? Why did a generation speak this sort of language? You know what I'm saying? Colonized, you may have a physical shell, but you're having an average of another people. So you're talking about just the whole dynamic. It's a culture, it's a politic to Rome. You know what I'm saying? It's a how. Like even sexuality, leader had a tactic, you know what I'm saying? A brother told me one time, Chairman, you one of the few leaders I've ever come into contact with that does not have a Caesar tactic. I said, what do you mean by that? How Caesar, you know how they view such, like rape and all this, it was a psychological crime. It was a political maneuver that he would do something to his men to have something over them. And it may be conducive for their egos at this time, whatever. But when you come into a community and you have people coming in aspiring to be part of these different, you know, these different entities, these respective communities, you see the clash with it. You see the clash with it. And that's a discussion that they of America's policies is to create chaos and then restore order. So destroy all, you know, it is like, you know, saying destroy all.
Anybody can grab you, whatever. You, man, you like a mercenary with whatever agenda.
whoever agenda that somebody want to push is throw you right here. Sammy Davis Jr. But man, more than the different dynamics. Confused. We be talking about their sexuality. They not identify with it. They confused. See, an identity. You don't play football. You say, okay, man, hold on, who is that? That's the wide receiver. That person plays that team. Walk out there on the football field with a vagueness, talking about, well, man, I'm going to go. Who you identify, what you identify. And it's, but we're told to believe that it's intact. Oh, you tripping. You being attacked, you being racist. Just to even say that you black. To relate to that. And it opens a conversation a lot of us really don't want to have. You can see the disdain. As I said earlier, you can see that, the conditions, you know what I'm saying? Because the reference is maybe a reactionary when it relates to the black community. And we saw in so many cases, a lot of people are black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, play Cub when it's comfortable. If your man can switch up and jump in, and that's why you see, one of the dynamics about this, well, now, modern technology, different dynamics, people can help, work on it. But other communities are able to relate to this, ease in more with the identity of the ruling class. Look at the images. You can see coincidence. Look at the individuals they give you for your abilities of the black community. It's a reactionary assessment of being black. You don't even know you're bad. You don't even know DNA tests. These people have no connection to the black community. None. You see, so you see it come out under certain conditions. You say, wait a minute, that's not, and there's certain things that may be, you look at India, you got to take into account the culture. Two men walk down the street, their hands holding, it's conducive with the climate and the community. You look, it's different. It's certain dynamics that may run on certain part the west side that don't run on the south side. It's certain, even with Darwin, it's a German Rottweiler, it's the American Rottweiler, it's a certain bone structure. You go to the vet want to know, wait a minute, what type of dog am I talking about? But with us, anytime you even mention the difference, you're talking about, oh, you being bad, just to even acknowledge that. And then, so now you open season, you don't push that to the back, you open for anybody, any agenda that comes, whatever religious institution, whatever race, okay, you got 2 hours, 2 days, you can identify with me. You hopping around. You being used as a political football for different people's agendas. You see, when they asked Obama to do an election, do you identify as American or being black? Told them, to the band. You miss the people. They tell you, they with their gender, their religion, anything except related to the black community. And then the reality hit. And it was old song, Willie D. The Ghetto Boys. He's still a nigga. He said, at the end of the day, Paul Mooney made a joke about Tiger Woods, this whole thing, Caucus Blazing. But the repercussions, when the repercussions come down, my sister Melissa Crawford, I see you, free them all, yes indeed. But Bobby the Builder, free them all. Then a lot of times in our community, we be so open arms. You know, something like, oh man, yeah, they come to our brother. Man, so a lot of people relate to Michael Jackson first, it don't make a difference if you black or white. Don't make a difference. Then you see when that case came down, then the tool changed. They don't really care about us. So with other heated conditions, it's like cooking. He said, man, you put the heat on. Yeah, the fire's on. The burger's hot now. And most people relate to the black community when the heat is on. Why do you think that O.J. Simpson case? That was a strategic move that Johnny Cochran did. Like, because he got Nation Islam Security. I said, next move, he was going to do it. O.J. Simpson would say, listen, go grow a goatee. Go change your name. They changed the pictures in his house. Yeah. So I see them. They're quick. Quick, but given the opportunity, what? In the documentary of O.J. Simpson, they show what I liked about it. They show what's going on throughout the whole world. Bob Hope, man, the whole world is an uproar. People are talking about race, everything. But we have Orthons right here with us today, sitting down. He was disconnected. And entertainers, you see, they duck and dodge the question. People was surprised the other way about Black Lives Matter. You know, listen to what we talk about. After he shot himself, he remembers Uncle Bob, the white man. He said all he said was Negro. And you think the record industry don't know that about him? You think when they grab these individuals, they don't have to, they have a psychological profile. Even the person don't know it. They keep records on the vet, keep records on dogs. They say the dogs, the family come give them. He goes, no, we're not. This dog was involved. Better yet, cars. It's with cars. After Hurricane America, like you call it Hurricane Katrina. We say, man, let's call it what it is. Hurricane America. I know if I were going to build it right now, you know what I'm saying? New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? In particular. There are cars that they sold different places. And the car, what you call them, the car pounds, they would say, wait a minute, this is a great deal. But they say, now listen now, be careful with your fuel pump. There's water damage. You know what I'm saying? You're like, well, I didn't see that. This car looks great on the outside. Oh, no. This car is in a certain period of time. It's important. What period were you born in? What agency took you? Why you think in crisis in Haiti, they sent a missionary over to go grab them babies? This Sunday, y'all. What time is it? I'm sorry, please let me know what time it is. This Sunday, for the 11th and, Brother Paul's been in the studio with me today. I thought Paul's been in the studio with me today. This Sunday, the protest of the DCFS, y'all, they got children. The juvenile detention center, black children who are held up, and this is right now. They said that man, you, the man Lightfoot, they just opened up on 63rd, I think Woodlawn, a school, and opened up. They brought all the main conference across the main conference border. They redone it, opened them up. I mean, I'm talking about less than 20 overnight, but the children who don't have a home, a place to stay in. They took those children are being housed, up, not being housed, they're being jailed up in the juvenile detention center. You know what type of, the damage was going to happen to these, the children. They said, that's where we're going to keep them at. This is happening right now. This is going to be a protest this Sunday, y'all. The time, it's on the flyer, my fault. It's on the frame on flyer. That's on the flyer today. I'm moving too fast. So it's on the flyer today. So y'all, that's this Sunday. Y'all make sure y'all get on out there this Sunday. The address is on there. I brother Adolfo, a people came in today, man. I don't know. You might have inboxed me, but that's today. What time? How are we looking on time? What time is?
8:15.
Okay. Any more callers in queue? Y'all forgive me. I lost on Instagram. I was skipping this. I was moving too fast earlier. Any more callers in queue?
Grandma, brother Chairman. New callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Grandma.
Grandma. Well, y'all any questions? Y'all want to have me down the countdown?
Grandma, but
close out a minute. That Sunday, Grandma's come around.
I'm sorry. Well, there was a call in queue, then it dropped. I'll bring them in when they call back.
Okay. I got you. So that's this Sunday, y'all. We need people out there this Sunday. The juvenile detention center. That's right. They got those children there. And if nothing else, you said, what are they going to do with me? Oh, you got a lot of to do. Listen, the impact was what this happened to these children. It's down there in the juvenile detention. They know they should have been doing this. They're not even being frank though. They saying they don't have space. You know what I'm saying? Now they just opened up. They just did a whole school recently. Whole school. That's not even talking about the bandits. I mean, man, making a school, making a class project. Take some of these people to build some houses. It's an agenda to produce a certain sort of child, certain sort of adult. Frederick Douglass said, it's easier to rear good children, it's easier to rear whole children as opposed to repairing broken adults. Frederick Douglass said that. It's easier. I can't tell how many people they come here with their cousins and friends. Chairman, make this person like a revolutionary. Man, listen, my last name is Hampton, not Houdini. I say, man, Man, you just can't, you go to the auto mechanic. That's why you get, they put them machines on. Go, man, what's the background with this car? Man, I don't know why my car was selling. Man, this car been in the water. $50 to account. Wait, you go ahead to go to the dogs for shelter. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Sir. We rescued this dog. This is a fighting ring. You know, saying it's good around other people. Do not let this dog around other dogs. They gonna let you know that. You be like, well, no, this dog was Virgo or Capricorn. This dog, they gonna say, sir, this dog was involved in a fight. Ring. This dog has been conditioned a certain way. We don't know what's going to trigger, but around humans, it's good. It's good, man. You have to acknowledge that. Acknowledge that. They grind them people. Even these units, they said it was elite, the Scorpion unit, the elite unit. Even that term, they was grabbing them. They knew which one they was grabbing. They know to put in the visitor room. They know what's supposed to put in our community. They know. They say that dude was the twins of the hazing. Listen, people say, oh, I don't believe they do. You do it. You give me over. You see the dude throws, you say, oh, this dude, he ain't working on four deck. You know what? Let me counsel this ride. You pick up on him. You ain't got no psychology degree. Go up to the lounge or something. Can't walk up on one of them sisters. She's like, oh, hey, hello. She's not like doing them, man. We talked about this joint. He ain't saying nothing. Psychological profiling. You pick up on it. You think that people with all the machinery they got, they don't know who they put in our communities? They flood us with loose cannons. You think that people know the damage everyone is entertaining, so the rappers, the hatred they got for black people? You think that's a coincidence? They don't only know it, they created it. They go right and say, no, like a boxer, damn, it's good. Nope, now. Hit that one up, the rapper. That's the one we want y'all to emulate. That's what we want y'all chasing behind. Man, Sunshine got 1,000 hits on his YouTube. He coming up. Who do they made him? They know who is this, if they had $1 million. They all that money. They know they're not connected to the community. Chairman, once you talk to such and such, go get them help funds and support work you're doing. I just laugh at a lot of people. I said, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Yes, indeed. Shout out to Big Red, Snap, and Peace, Hood Hierarchy. Y'all go check that interview out. It's on, I think they're not going to call beat. It's on all outlets, I think. But Hood Hierarchy. Big Red, it's February 3rd or her birthday, too. If I'm going to be into that Sunday, I think she's doing her birthday. But check that interview out. A lot of people are saying, which I agree, I think it's one of the best, don't say it's myself, if not, one of the best interviews. Yeah. So, Melissa, you can't share that. Yeah, it was therapeutic. And people say, what made that so? Is he a professional journalist? And so you can see respect. You could do it. Black cats have no concept with a revolutionary. It's a, man, you've been up telling them about interviewing the somebody way up on the moon. It's a foreign language. Like, man, they wanted, they came with no concept. When they said that movie Tone Deaf, like, you be trying to talk to me, shoot. So we get the programs we do. Once they was interviewing me, I'm talking, she said, that's really great what you and Black Lives Matter are doing. I said, am I talking too fast? What did she get down? I said, I'm Black Lives Matter. She couldn't even hear me say Black Lives Matter at the party clubs. But tone deaf. That thing with beats is a whole different dynamic. A lot of people, they can't hear me. They said, the conditions hit. They incapable. Man, I hear what you're saying, not champ. Oh, you don't say. You don't say. Yeah. So we welcome the conditions. Yeah. See, come back and look at the 60s. He's like, man, the 60s. Yeah, go look at them cats. A lot of cats in 68, 67. Man, that stuff, man. Shh. Man, he coming down, man. Ain't talking about drafting you. You're going to fight. You're going to die. Man, hey, hold on, man. Yeah, this system bogus. Now we talking. That's the conditions that have to be in. You know what I'm saying? He turned more than me black, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all check that repost it up. Great calls in New Orleans. Great calls from all over, man. But again, man, that was bad. Yeah. I hope I asked the question, sister. She did too, but right on. If not, let's follow up again next week, y'all. Same time, same station. Let's tune in. It's been making history, taking history, taping history. I keep y'all posted. I said I got a suitcase. All the way, get me go out. Again, condolences to the Nichols family. You know, say condolences, Craig Alexander's. Condolences to every loss, one way or another. All of us are taken. You know, what I'm saying, we say the people's pain reflects. Show body in the build. I got to check. I got that. You did one too, man. I got to check it out. I know y'all went in. I know y'all did. Hey, so when we got feedback on our video drops, man. Show body. Flood that thing. Chopper, do what you do. I ain't going to tell you what you do, man. August 30th, y'all be back on deck, man, for the Chamber Friends Street Party. On February, every Friday at the, on 5th, I'm going to be doing a movie once a Friday in Maywood. What's the play? On 5th? I forgot the location. But I keep y'all posted, though. We got some big events coming through, though, y'all. We're going to flood it. Hands up, eyes on the fist clench, y'all. What's the call? Free them all. So, comrade, what you got to take us out with?
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry. But I know a change gon' come.